Welcome back, everyone, to Season 2, Episode 3 of
Scallywag Show Tunes with
Arthur
and Charlie Chimbley, Esquire, at your service.
Now, Charlie, you intimated in last week's episode that you were interested in moving right along to present more African-American showwomen.
Yeah, like that lady last week, remember? Emma Ho.
No, Charlie, I think we established in the last episode that her name was not Emma Ho.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Emma Shovel.
No, it wasn't Emma No, not a shovel.
No, yeah, that's right. It was Emma Rake.
No, no, Charlie. No garden implements were employed in her last name.
Were they?
No, in fact, we don't even know her last name because it was one of the first recordings of a black American female singer.
My point exactly. So I want to go back to black American songstresses we actually can name, Arthur.
Good.
For example,
yes.
Bessie Smith was quite possibly the first black American showwoman to tread the vaudeville boards, Arthur.
Yes, I believe so.
She toured the country doing shows with this very song, Give Me a Pigfoot.
What's she want a pigfoot for?
To wash it down with a bottle of beer, of course. Have a listen. Speaking of pigs, Arthur, this next one is I Love You, Porky. Because it's a woman singing about a pig that she loves.
Not Porky. That is Porgy. It's a man's nickname, not a pig's name.
A nickname for what?
I don't know. Edward?
Edward Porgy?
Yeah, you know. Daisy is a nickname for Margaret.
Is it? How?
I don't know, just is. Look, there's plenty of other nicknames that have seemingly no correlation to the original name, like Hank for Henry.
Hank for Henry.
Or Jack for John.
Jack for John.
Or Dick for Richard.
Dick for Richard.
Or like Bessie for Elizabeth.
Bessie for
Elizabeth. So there's Porgy and a Bess.
Bess is a great name for a pig.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe Bessie the pig is singing about a man that she loves. Or Arthur, is it just two pigs eating daisies?
No, Charlie, why would Gershwin write about two pigs eating daisies?
Because he was feeling hungry at the time, maybe?
And why would he write about someone loving their pigs? No one loved pigs in them days. They were too hungry. No one even had a pet pig. Pigs just got et.
But you digress, Arthur.
What, me? I'm digressing.
Now, Arthur, don't get your porkies in a twist. As I was saying at the beginning, here's another amazing African-American showwoman.
Billie Holiday.
That's
singing
right.
I Love You, Porgy.
Oh.
By George and Ira Gershwin.
Okay.
I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me. And stay here with you forever, and I'll be glad. I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he is coming back to call me. He's going to handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Poggy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
And that was from the musical Porky and Bess.
Oh, no, Charlie, they're not two pigs. They're two people.
Still, Ms. Holiday gave us a lovely holiday with that beautiful jazzy voice of hers.
Well, I would like to draw your attention, listeners, to the era in which Porky and Bess was written. It was a period of great racial tension in which the first great shows about African-American people were hemorrhaging.
Very good, Professor. Through musicals, composters were expressing the struggles of African-American people.
Composters, composers. There weren't no such thing as composters in them days. But again, we digress. Oh. One of the first musicals from that era with African-American people and themes of racial discord, segregation and discrimination was Showboat by Jerome Kern.
And in this case, Professor, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, another amazing, iconic African-American songstress.
Singing Can't Help Loving That Man.
Oh, listen, sister, I love my Mr. Man, and I can't tell you why. There ain't no reason why I should love that man. It must be something that the angels did plan. The chimney's smoking, the roof is leaking, but he don't seem to care. He can be happy with just a sip of gin. I even love him when his kisses got gin.
Velvety, like a creamy melted chocolate.
But not like a chocolate box, like What's-Her-Face with My Bonnie Lies Over the...
Of whom we shall never speak of again,
exactly. But instead we will speak of another incredible African-American songstress, pianist and composer, Nina Simone.
And in this number, she alludes to the song being a show tune from a show that we might look forward to seeing one day, Arthur.
Yeah.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about do. I've been there so I know, you keep on saying go slow. But that's just the trouble, washing the windows, the cotton, you're just plain rotten, you're too damn lazy, you're thinking it's crazy, where am I going, what am I doing, I don't know, just try to do your very best, stand up, be counted with all the rest, cause everybody knows about Mississippi, God. Bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine.
just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification. Just give me my equality. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it.
That was Mississippi. God damn. I reckon we will see that show one day, Charlie. It's probably being written as we speak.
Yeah, but it will be more like America, goddamn.
Or Trump, goddamn.
Or the world gone mad, if you were good at hanagrams.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of hanagrams, we're at the very ned of the show.
And no pigs.
Or gips.
What's a gip?
Pig backwards.
I didn't know they could do that to pigs.
Or pigfoots.
Or daisies.
Or dozy Trumps.
Unfortunately.
Or what's-her-face Lisa, something from last week or the
unfortunately,
week before. We're armed
in the making of this episode of Scallywag Show Tunes.
We are Arthur.
And Charlie Chimbley Esquire at your service.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him.
Good night.
So, Arthur, let me get this right. Yeah. If it weren't Emma Ho who sang and wrote that song from last week, which Emma was it?
No, it weren't Ho, and it weren't Emma neither. We don't know the composer or the singer.
Well, what has Emma Ho got to do with it then? I don't understand.
I'm satisfied I've got this far.
Arthur! Oh, Arthur! If you keep doing that, you're going to do yourself some damage one day.
You're doing me the damage, Charlie. Oh.